That's the only way you can totally desire it, is when there's no fear of loss about it. We don't really know what total desire feels like, because there's so little in our lives that we've ever really loved without fear. Yeah. If anything, you see what I mean? So it's talking about a whole nother level that we have not experienced yet. And so the temptation is to try to fit these concepts into the ideas that we have and our way of doing love. Which is possess, 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 clean, 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 possess, clean, clean, possess, clean, 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 possess, possess, clean, clean, possess, clean, 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 possess, clean, clean, possess, 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 clean, 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 possess, possess, clean, clean, possess, kill it, strangle it, take all the life out of it, pulverize it, turn it into a tomb. You see what I'm saying? Spirit is saying, I wholly desire without fear. So there's nothing to block the creation, because the only thing that blocks the creation is fear. So if I have no fear, there's nothing to block my demonstration. There's nothing to block my manifestation. That's the secret to creativity. And creativity works sort of like, those of you who have any familiarity with computers, you know that you can take a file and you can copy that file. And then you can take that file and you can paste it somewhere else after you've copied it. It's an exact duplicate of the original file. Same thing with a ripping a CD. Put it in there. You make a copy of the CD if it's digital. It's totally impossible to tell the difference between two things that are created digitally. What's my point? That's the way creation works. In a sense, the thing that you copied from was the creator of the thing that was copied, right? So there's no difference between the creator and the created. And that's our relationship to God. It's not the way we do it, a body giving birth to a body, and then the body that gave birth to the body dies. If we think that's creation, that's not creation. That's the ego. Creation would be you being an exact duplicate of that which created you, with no difference between you and it whatsoever. That's the way God's creation is. That's the way love. So there is no attribute in God that is not in us. It's not. But like Cole says, God created us, but we didn't create God, but we created like God created. I don't create my father, but I can create like my father did when my father created me. So creation extends out in one continuous line where everything is just like the thing that came before it, and there's no difference. God cannot be loving and then we be creations of God and we're full of sin and guilt and fear. That would be the creation being the opposite of the creator, which would be just like me on a computer copying file A and then getting ready to paste what I just copied and it comes out as file D. It's going to be file A. That's what I copied. So you and I are exact duplicates of the love that created us. But we lost sight of that through the defense of our grotesque dreams and learnings from the world. Okay? I want to go to generosity. Because this is an awesome section. Okay, so the first thing it says then is that we need to recognize that there's a new meaning of generosity that we have to learn very carefully. Okay, so we're going to take a moment to do that. We're going to learn this new meaning of generosity very carefully. Now, every characteristic that we're going to develop rests on trust. Trusting in the truth. That's what I mean by trust. Every characteristic comes from trusting in the truth that we're studying. So, because without trust, you can't be generous. I am not going to be generous with you if I think I'm giving you my last dollar and it's not another dollar coming my way. But if I trust that I'm going to always have a lot, I'll give some to you. So you can never be truly generous if you have no trust. Because you're so full of fear that you never give anything because you think you're not going to have if you do. That's the difference between people in poverty and people in abundance. People in poverty believe that there's not enough, so therefore they never give because they think that when they give, they're going to lose. And they don't realize that the way to create abundance is through giving. Those who are abundant know that the best way to keep your abundance is to always give it away. And the core says that, so someone who is really aware of the truth, they're giving it away in order to keep it. I am giving this truth away in order to keep it in my mind. I teach these classes to make sure I keep these ideas in my mind, because if I give it away, I keep it. If I don't give it away, I lose it. So when the Course says that, it's not talking about your furniture. It's not talking about your house. It's not talking about your car. It's not talking about anything physical. It's talking about ideas. It's talking about thoughts. It's talking about love. Okay, let's get that clear. We're not talking about go out here tonight and give your car away in order to keep it. You know, if you want to practice, you can try it on me. But you know the funny thing about it? A car is nothing but the result of an idea. So the truth is, on the flip side of that, is if you give it away, you would attract another car so fast it'll make your head spin. And you'd probably attract a car that was better than the one that you had. Because you gave away with the, it's the idea. It's the idea. You need to live home?
I can't wait.
My brand new car. And that happened to me, just like what you said, though. If you mentioned it, I don't have a car. You know, I first moved here, I said, I don't have a car. And the person said, the person sitting in the audience said, well, I got a car you can use, and I'll come over here tomorrow and pick you up and take you to pick the car up, and it's got insurance and it's got gas. And the next morning they picked me up, and they took me, and they gave me the car, and that, then I had a way to get around when I first moved to Denver.
Wow.
And that person is friggin' abundant. Let me tell you, they live a charmed life. It's amazing to watch how their life works. But they're generous. They're really generous. They give away in order to keep. And there wasn't a lack to them. So the core, but when the core says this, I want to say it again so that you won't get the resistance. When the core says this, it's, and it says right here, this is perhaps more alien to the thinking of the world than any other ideas in our curriculum. This is the most alien thought of all. And it's because it's such an opposite of everything that we've been taught. But the Course says we need to get this clear once and for all. The truth is always the opposite to what we've been taught. That's what makes it different. That's what makes it new. So now you are supposed to be generous out of self-interest. In other words, I'm generous because I really would love to feel the safety and the joy and the peace for myself that comes out of giving away what I want to keep. You know, I give away thoughts of gratitude because I want to continue to feel grateful. I give away thoughts of appreciation because I want to feel appreciated. I give away thoughts of freedom because I want freedom. Do it for your own self-interest. Give it away so you can keep it. And so the Course says, now, at some point, not right now, but at some point, you're not going to want any idea that you can't give away. And I'm going to keep saying idea, because that's what it's talking about, not furniture. In other words, you're going to reach a point where there's not going to be any thoughts in your mind that you wouldn't feel really good about sharing. That there wouldn't be any thoughts in your mind that you wouldn't feel free to give. You know how many private thoughts we have? How many thoughts we have that we don't share? The fact that we don't share those thoughts, by definition, means those thoughts are nothing. So you should stop feeling guilty about them. The stuff you can't tell me, you got some thoughts about me and you can't tell me. Well, you got some thoughts about me that really I don't need to hear.